Okay, and welcome to another podcast. This is Dan Hegerich, six-time cancer survivor, optimal, holistic, wellness coach, life coach, mentor, guidance, you name it, you put the title in there. I'm just here doing my best with the vision of eradicating or doing my best to make a contribution to the eradication of chronic degenerative disease as part of the human experience. Now, if you haven't noticed, and if you're not awake, I ask that you just pay attention and be observant of how healthy and well people really look, act, move, what they're saying, listen to what the words that they're saying, etc. And then you will realize what I've realized is that the majority of people are living in a state of disease, dysfunction, and delusion, where disease, dysfunction, and delusion have become normalized. Most people even think of that as pride. They take their illnesses as pride, right? They're proud of their dysfunction. They're proud of their lack of wellness, right? They're so proud of it. So anyway, my job and my passion is to help people explore how they can take their mind and body back, their health and wealth and love and relationship to life back from this particular normalcy of disease, dysfunction, and delusion. It is the hardest job in the world because we're dealing with psychology. We're dealing with programs that are running in the subconscious mind that make you carry out behaviors that uphold this one belief that disease is inevitable and out of your control. Kind of strange, isn't it? That we think that disease is inevitable and out of our control. That's because it's been indoctrinated into us as a belief right when we were born. Even before then, it was built into the mind, the subconscious mind of your parents, of your grandparents, of your great-grandparents. That's the power of marketing and programming. So my job is to help you unprogram that and start installing new programs that health is the foundation to life. And love is the purpose for living. Our body mind is designed for health and well-being. Let's take it back. Thank you for joining me on this podcast, Do the Cure, episode 21. And I'd like to tell you or teach you or share with you one thing that you can do to start that process of taking your health and well-being back. And that is through nutrition and movement, right? But that's a big topic. So let's break it down into the very king and queen of that, or the queen and king. Nutrition is the queen. It's the nourishment. It's the feminine energy, if you like to call it that, and use that framework for our minds to wrap around it. That the queen of nutrition is silence. To be silent, to be in silence, to listen to the silence as the backdrop to all the noise. And then the masculine energy, the masculine side of that coin, the movement. Men like to move things, right? To be in action, to think and do. And that is stillness. That's what this podcast today is all about, is stillness and silence, or silence and stillness, however you want to frame it. The king and queen, stillness and silence, or the queen and king, silence and stillness. These are the most powerful and transformative things you can begin to do through meditation. It's always been said by the great philosophers, great sages, great grandmasters, all the gurus, they have always pointed us into the direction that meditation is a necessity to live a life worth living. And I was blessed with a book called Stillness is the Key. My sister Lori had purchased it and read it, and she gave it to me to read. And again, it's just a great reminder That Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday. I'll leave a link in the or description of that book in the comments below or the description in this podcast. Still trying to work my way in to what it means to be good at hosting a podcast. So I'm working out the kinks. So I'm glad that you're on this journey with me to improving. And I have a quote from Ryan Holiday on the book, on the back cover of the book, Stillness is the Key. I want to really lay that out here right now for you. Stillness. All the philosophies of the ancient world, from the Stoics to the Buddhists to the Confucians to the Christians, spoke of it as the most powerful force on earth. It's the ability to slow things down, to clarify your thinking, to center your soul, to direct your efforts to be steady while the world spins. Stillness is the secret to elite performance, to leadership and creativity. It's the peace that makes room for happiness. It is the key to everything that matters. The question is, how can you find it? And what would be possible if you did? Beautiful quote, really hits home for me what it means to be in stillness. And I want to offer the other side of the coin. He's sharing that nourishment of stillness. I want to also offer that, also add and offer silence. Right? That the silence is really important. And I came to learn about this back in 2004, where a nutritionally based medical doctor had taken some information and some essays of my health at the time, and he said, Dan, you really got to do nothing really, really well. And that was my beginning lesson of how important, maybe it wasn't the beginning, but it really emphasized how important it was to be able to learn how to do nothing really well, which also means to be able to be still and silent, or to be able to sit alone in the stillness and silence long enough to experience the peace of mind that was emphasized in that quote that I just mentioned. Really, the beginning point of that importance of meditation and stillness and silence, I learned at the Deepak Chopra Center back in 1999, where a health practitioner suggested one of the greatest things I could do was go to that health spa, Ayurvedic, yogic-centered spa or retreat center, and go into some detoxification known as Panchakarma. And part of that Panchakarma process was meditation morning and night. And unbeknownst to me, I went in there feeling like crap, and I came out feeling worse because it stirred so much up. And I still didn't have the life skill embodied in me to really understand what was really happening. So fast forward to 2004, and the nutritional-centered medical doctor reminded me again the importance and necessity of meditation and to be still and silent. Now, many of us, speaking mainly of myself, were so wound up that often just sitting in stillness and silence was too uncomfortable. And that's where things like slow movement comes into play, which is to do things like Tai Chi and move very, 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 very slow. Same with Feldenkrais type of exercise or body-centered awareness exercises. Very, 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 very slow, so that the nervous system and the mind can begin to unwind and slow down. Often, we want our body to catch up to the speed of our mind, so we're using all kinds of stimulants and any kind of stressors to speed up our body to catch the speed of our mind. I'm suggesting that what Ryan Holiday is pointing out in stillness, and what the great sages and great saints are pointing out, is the stillness in our bodies is to slow the mind down, not speed the body up. In fact, it's pretty much going the opposite of what most people are doing, because the program is that disease is inevitable and out of our control. So we want to speed things up and essentially speed our risk of coming in contact with a chronic degenerative disease in our lifetime. And many nutritional experts will point out that 90% of these chronic degenerative diseases of modern living, domestication, have been created by the way we live as an individual and as a culture or a society. That's why what I'm sharing right now, it might resonate for some of you and it might be kind of new to you. So stillness and silence is so vital in the process of reclaiming a relationship with your true self, which essentially comes from the stillness and silence. And Eckhart Tolle really lays it out nicely that stillness and silence is the backdrop for all the noise and movement. And as an exercise or a practice, if you're outside, you can actually walk around and listen for the stillness and silence. And that's what I had to do as a prescription back in 2004 from my nutritional medical doctor, was do nothing really, really well, which meant when I walked, I had to walk slower, much slower. In fact, whatever my natural speed that I would walk, I had to cut it in half to slow down. It was as if I was running away from something or chasing something. I was running away from my past, and I was trying to chase a future that never existed, and I had a very, very hard time being in the present moment. And that's what stillness and silence is all about, to be present. So I had to practice it. Every day, I would walk to, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, and I would walk to the Central Park, super slow, and I'd walk around the park, and I would make sure that I would walk slower, and I would time it. And every day I would try and get a little bit slower. Then one day I figured I might as well go to the park and bring a blanket, about the size of a queen size blanket. And I forced myself to put the blanket on the grass, and I had to stay in nature on that blanket. I couldn't move from that blanket. That was my space. And in the beginning I was kind of giddy, you know, I was like, oh, it's beautiful to be outside. Then 15, 20 minutes later, the anxiety starts to come back. I want to leave. I want to run away from being still and silent. I just want to run out of that space, right? But I forced myself. I used my willpower to say, wait, why do I want to run? What am I running from? It's a beautiful day. I'm on this blanket. Just relax. And it would take some days, hours, before I could really settle in to just that space and just enter into being in the world and feeling the essence of life. It took a long time. And that's when I realized nature's medicine is so gentle and so easy that if I just went into nature, almost like a vision quest, right? Where they have you go out to nature and spend time in nature long enough so that you have a vision for your life. Here, I was just recognizing that if I sit through the urgency of that anxiety to run away from something that's bubbling up from inside me, that anxiety especially, then something magic would happen. I would start to relax. I would start to actually become more in tune with the sensitivity and the sensations of nature and begin to enjoy just being in the world. No longer having to think or do something. I could just be and feel the essence of my life. But that took a long, long time. And I realized, wow, nature's medicine occurs right at the point where I start to recognize I don't want to actually leave my blanket. I actually like it. I actually like staying here. And at that point, I was like, wow, I just got the medicine. That was the dosage that I needed that day. 3, 4, 6 hours of nature's medicine. Some days I would actually get up off that blanket after recognizing I could go home because I had come to that place of inner peace and stillness and some silence. And I'd go to the swing. They had a park bench swing overlooking the pond. And I would swing for an hour. So I'm just trying to share with you one of the major things that everybody should consider if they're looking to take back their health and well-being from that programmed, indoctrinated default program that disease is inevitable and out of your control, leading you down the path to come in contact with a chronic degenerative disease that you think is just happening to you, potentially, that you had nothing to do with it, right? Now, certainly there's a lot of things that impact and influence us to make our decisions and choices in life. But the real truth of it is you still make the choice based on your vision, based on your imagination of how life could be lived. So people like myself and others who wake up from their hypnotic state, they actually start to represent what is possible, right? That you have a lot more potential to become who you want to become in this life or lifetime. And stillness and silence has always been and always will be the king and queen of movement and nutrition, or the queen and king of nutrition and movement. If your nutritionist isn't talking to you about being silent or being in the stillness, and if your exercise therapist is not talking to you about be still, that's why my Qigong teacher taught us to do standing meditation, to be still. And when you sit in the stillness and silence, you actually can start to observe the thoughts, the thinking. And the interesting thing is, those thoughts and feelings that come up, they're always changing. They're not consistent, right? Or constant. They're just changing. The interesting part is if you do this, closing your eyes, sitting in the stillness and silence, then you can observe, wow, those are some thoughts. Oh, that's a feeling. Those are some thoughts. That's some feelings. You can observe it. Interestingly enough, it's that part of you, that awareness part, the one that can observe, is consistent. It's always there. It never changes. That's a piece, at least in my world, a piece of the real self or the true self. And that piece of self, the observer, is stillness and silence at the best, at ideal philosophical ideology. That's the part of us that is true because it's never changing. And the only way you can actually start to access that is by practicing stillness and silence. Practice meditation is one way, or as I suggested, grab a blanket, go alone into nature, and just sit on your blanket. And be there long enough to experience what I just mentioned, that being in nature is awesome. It brings the medicine home to your true self. It is said that toxins physiologically move from a higher concentration to a lower concentration. And in the mind, how can we detoxify the mind? Not the brain. I'm not talking about the brain, the organ of the brain. I'm talking about the mind. How will you detoxify the mind? We have to create the gradient from a high toxic level to a lower toxic level. And if the mind is busy like mine is, then stillness and silence is the lower toxic level. It's actually a pure state. Stillness and silence is absolutely pure. And so my mind's thoughts are going to race. And to the degree that there's stillness and silence, those toxic thoughts will start to unwind and be dumped into the stillness and silence. In other words, energy returns to the source of origination. So the stillness and silence of nature, the stillness and silence inside of us, will help detoxify the mind. And then once we start to detoxify the negative aspects of our thinking, then something magical will come. We'll start to feel the creative juice. We'll start feeling creative energy. We'll start to feel a sense of like life is worth living and how we can create an awesome experience of life. Or in this case, how can I create health and well-being? What do I need to do today in order to be healthier, wealthier, and more loving in my relationship with life and with others? Today, we have to get rid of the toxic thinking, right? And that's the programs thinking that I'm not worthy and something wrong with me. Stillness and silence is the key, as Ryan Holiday is pointing out in his book by that very title, Stillness is the Key. And of course, I have a short video from Eckhart Tolle that will allow you to listen to what Eckhart Tolle points out in one of his books. It's read by another gentleman, so it's not Eckhart Tolle's voice. However, you'll get the gist of it, and I will leave that link in the description of this podcast below. So what are your thoughts about meditation? Most people think, well, if I go into meditation, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Mostly it's always, I'm doing it wrong. I didn't get anything from it. It's not helping. It's not working. And it's those very thoughts that means it is working. That's the paradox and contradictions we live in this realm of living. But the more we do access stillness and silence, we touch a part of us that is true. It's beyond time and space. And therefore, we get a separation to acknowledge what is more truthful in life and what are more built on lies. That's why the truth will set you free. And maybe the truth can be found in the stillness and silence. You can't think about the truth. Maybe you can. I'm not sure. And maybe the truth arises as the lies fall away. In other words, we all carry the truth with us about our lives and about life itself. And maybe if we just sit in the stillness and silence long enough and consistently enough, then many of our lies will come up and be consumed by that stillness and silence, because the truth is always going to push our lies to the surface of our life in the form of pain and suffering. At least that's my humble opinion, right? Take it for what it's worth. What are your thoughts about it? I mean, do you think we're all here on planet Earth to live a life of pain and suffering? Or are we actually here to thrive and create heaven on earth, and the body is completely designed, totally designed to get us to move towards health and well-being? In other words, that's what it wants to do. Healing is primary in the body. It wants us to be healthy. It wants us to be well. It wants us to live abundantly and creatively expressive. So I'm really more curious about how your experience of life is right now, and whether or not you are engaged in some kind of stillness and silence practice. That would be amazing, right? If you could begin to think about putting that into your life, how would that change your life? We don't know. But in that quote, and what would it be possible? Or what would be possible if you practice being in stillness and silence? One of the great things about Qigong that they share as a teaching is that the slower you go, the more energy will flow. And if you're under a chronic illness right now of some kind, you need to get the energy flowing, right? Because that's what chronic illness is. Something stagnant in your body, something stagnant in your mind, something stagnant in your creativity. There's something interfering with the natural process of life for you to head towards health and well-being. So Qigong and Tai Chi, very similar attitudes. It's the slower you go, the more energy will flow. This applies to even certain techniques in breath work. To breathe slow, to breathe long and breathe deep, or breathe long, slow and deep. And helping myself with my energy to recover from a lot of the chemotherapy I went through and the metabolic distress that I got from it. You know what my exercise prescription was? Slow, low, and long. Yeah, to do it slow enough so that my body can actually begin the process of adaptation and creating the necessary environment for healing to take place. So I had to do things slower. I had to do it with low intensity for a longer duration. Isn't that what meditation is? It's going to feel very, very slow, especially if the faster your mind is stimulated or in a state of hyperarousal, whether it's from trauma or from physiological, biochemical addictions. The brain is going to be racing. It's going to be in a hypervigilant state. So instead of speeding the body up to make you feel balanced, we want to think about the concept of slowing the mind down to match the body and then build the two of them back up. That's really hard for the egoic sense of self. And if you're like me, running away from the past or chasing the future a long time ago, I was doing that, and I started the process of realizing I had to learn how to be really, really present so that my presence can be seen and felt more and more. So I'm really curious about your life, and I'm really curious about how I might be able to help you even further with your health and wellness and life goals. I don't like the word goals because life is a journey. There's no end. There's no real goal at the end of life. It's a journey. There is no top of the mountain. It just keeps going. And stillness and silence is the key. One of the keys anyway. One of the combination locks to unleash your potential to be who you want to be in this lifetime, or your potential to be who you can be in this lifetime. This is Dan Hegrich. This has been a pleasure, as always, doing my best to uphold the vision of making a contribution to the eradication of chronic degenerative disease. That's a tongue twister, right? Making a contribution to the eradication of chronic degenerative disease as part of the human experience. It's not if we can, it's will we. And certainly that vision is very impossible for me to do. I can't do it. That's what a great vision is. We can do it. You can do your part. I can do my part. And then we can do it together. Let's begin with a little bit more stillness and silence in our lives every day, every morning, every night. And see how that starts to change your life, transform your life. Again, this is Dan, 6-time cancer survivor, holistic health coach, optimal wellness coach, helping you to become more of who you wish you can be just by being more of who you wish to be. May power and grace follow you every day, every moment, and in every interaction you have with yourself and with life. God bless.